Hello everyone, my name is Rafael and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk about things I dislike about headshot photography. And even though I love what I do and I would never change this job for anything else, I've been in this industry for many, many years, but there are several things which I would love if they could change. I don't believe that this is ever going to happen, unfortunately, but I also think that it's worth to discuss them a little bit and just basically talk about those things which we don't like about this industry. And I want to dedicate this podcast and just bring them up to the surface and talk about those things which, as I said, I just don't like about headshot photography. And some of those things are related to the business, some of those things are related to social media, some of them they're related to just the technical part of headshot photography. But let's bring them up, let's discuss them step by step and see how we can deal with those. As I said, even though I don't believe this is ever going to change, but I also want to openly discuss those things. So the first thing what I really don't like about headshot photography is invasive editing requests from our clients. And this is something which it seems like it's becoming some kind of pandemic, I would say, that a lot of clients coming in and they have these ridiculous requests about how we should change their appearance. And they know that we are able to do it. That's the kind of interesting part, that sometimes we just kind of like tell them, hey, you know what, there is a Photoshop, I can do this, I can do that. And I think most of the time we are to blame because we openly talk about what those tools allow us to do and how much we can push some of those images. And the clients, whenever they hear that, they automatically assume we're going to do this without questioning some of those things, without even just, I don't know, just looking at this whole thing from a much broader perspective. And you know, the problem is that those clients, they automatically assume we're going to do those things and we're not going to even tell them, or we're going to refuse to do some of those things. But I've noticed over the last several years, those requests becoming more and more often, and people are pushing for like literally ridiculous things. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have some kind of standards where I'm trying to work in certain, I would say, areas where I don't cross the line with some of those requests. But this is something which every photographer has to kind of figure out on its own, how much they want to push it and how much they're going to take those requests and, you know, do those for their clients. We're living in the times also where, you know, and you guys probably also are aware of that, AI coming in, and then, you know, AI can take those images to another completely different level. And some of those things are basically very easy to fix and change. And the clients, if they feel that they are able to do that, they're going to push it. So how to deal with those things? This is one of those things where I think we have to stand our ground, and we want to make sure that, you know, we're not going to cross the line, and we're not going to just basically sell ourselves to the client requests. And typically what I'm trying to do whenever those type of requests come in and the client wants me to do something which in my opinion is unethical and I shouldn't do that, I'm trying to have a little bit of longer discussion, and I'm not going to just bluntly say, hey, I'm not going to do it, it's not right, whatever. I'm trying to have some kind of discussion, you know, if this is right, or, you know, we should do that, or this is fair. You know, who are we kidding here? Why we try to cheat our audience and all this stuff? So I think usually what happens whenever I have this kind of discussion with my clients and we openly talk about, you know, if this is even right to do something like this, I would say like 50% people, they just kind of like get to some kind of realization that, okay, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do that. Or we can partially do that. I'm trying to always find some kind of solution if this is, you know, how we can kind of go around it. So, you know, the client is happy, but also we're not going to cross the line with some of those crazy stuff. I don't think this is going to change anytime soon. And I think with the AI and all sorts of, you know, filters are available for, you know, for all those people kind of aware that, you know, photographers are able to do that. So I think we have to be cautious. We have to kind of create some kind of boundaries, how much we can push it and be openly discuss those things with our clients. The next things which I don't really like about headshot photography is dependent on the trends. So it seems like there is some trends going around and, you know, people want to do the same thing over and over again because everybody else is doing it. And I think sometimes it's kind of confusing for us because we want to be a little bit more creative. We have ability to do more creative stuff and we want to create something unique for the clients. And the funny thing is, whenever I hear this, is the client say, hey, you know what, I want to be unique, I want to have something different, but can you do something like everybody else is doing? And that's what kind of usually makes me laugh, because, you know, it's kind of ironic that, you know, they want to be different, but they want to be like everybody else. And I think this is something that it's just in our human nature that we want to, or we would like to have things like everybody else. And at the same time, are we trying to be unique and different? So typically, you know, whenever situation like this occurs for me, I'm trying to do both and do whatever they want, whatever is the trend, but also try to push a little bit for the creative side. And afterwards, when the client sees it, then, you know, we can discuss, you know, which direction they want to go. Because, as I mentioned before, most of the time, clients, they have this kind of image in their head, and that's what they're trying to do. And we, as a photographers, we need to somehow make sure that we can push it, but we need to be careful with this whole process, and we need to just show them what exactly we're talking about. Because if you explain to the clients, okay, let's do something different, that means absolutely nothing for them, because they don't know what you are capable of doing. And that sometimes it's a problem because they have to see it. And that's most of the time where the problem kind of kicks in, because they have no idea, they want to follow what everybody else is doing. And that kind of leads me to the next things, is just the generic backgrounds. Everyone who follow my work, you guys probably know I'm fanatic when it comes to creating different backgrounds and creating something which is different and unique, because I don't want to do much of a changes to, you know, the person itself, but the background can add so much to the image. And this is one of those elements in headshots where we can really take our images to completely different level, to completely different style. And that's what can separate us from, you know, everybody else, but also can create something interesting for the client. And as you probably know, headshot photography is one of those type of photography where, you know, there is some generic backgrounds and people try to stick to it. And creating something interesting and unique, it's most of the time consuming, but also we don't know which direction, you know, we want to go with the client, what the client likes. They would probably have to see it, which we talk about it already. I wish, you know, not only photographers would be more open to create something different and create something more artistic and interesting backgrounds. And also the same applies to the clients, because most of them, they have some kind of, like, as I said, vision. They want to have this generic, you know, black, gray, or white background, and that's it. I know those backgrounds, they basically emphasize a little bit more on the subject, but if you have some really nice, interesting, subtle background, which adds something creative to the image, I think it's a great idea. And I really wish photographers and the clients and companies would be more open to be kind of more creative, because that's what really takes those images to completely different level. The next thing what I want to talk about it is, you know, a lot of photographers, they're neglecting their education. And it seems like a lot of those guys out there, they're getting stuck at some level. So, you know, they figured out how to do proper headshots, you know, technically, and they don't kind of educate themselves what else they can add to their education to improve their work. And I'm talking about, you know, the body language, the face expressions, studying, you know, lighting and backgrounds, and studying AI. I've noticed this even on myself, that, you know, you hit certain level and you feel kind of stuck, and you just like, okay, you know what, this is it. I know how to do this. Let's kind of do the same thing over and over again. And we're not kind of pushing the education to be a little bit more open-minded about what else we can do to improve our craft. And believe me, there's so many other stuff. You know, we can learn about business. We can learn about marketing. We can learn about interaction. We can learn in psychology. The list is endless. And I think we need to, at some point, figure out, okay, you know what? I know how to do this technically, but now there's some other elements which I can implement into my photography, and it's going to take those images to the completely different level. And I highly recommend to educate yourself as much as you can. And as soon as you start doing this, I've noticed you will start seeing things from completely different perspective. You start opening new doors for new topics, which you can bring something interesting to your photography. And that's something which, as I said, I highly recommend to do that. And I think it's extremely important, because as soon as you pass this level where you understand every kind of technical aspect of photography, that's where you know, you can take your photography to the different level by studying other topics, other elements, and then studying other things which you can implement into your work. And as I said, try it, do it. You guys probably notice on my blog, I'm putting sorts of different informations. You can kind of get some knowledge, and that's going to help you to look at this whole thing from different perspective. The next thing what I want to talk about it, which also is quite interesting nowadays, is, you know, people spend too much time, and they, the social media is just kind of like killing everything what we do. And what I mean by that is, you know, I think social media is a great place where we can share our work. We can get some interesting feedback. We can learn about what we do. We can look at our work from different perspective. You know, there's all sorts of benefits. But I think a lot of us, we focus way too much on social media metrics, and instead creating work and trying different things and, you know, exploring headshot photography, we judge ourselves and our work based on what the social media says. And I know it's a bad thing. I think, you know, it's some kind of element which can definitely give us some feedback, but it shouldn't be just, you know, like the main thing how we judge, you know, our work and how we approach, you know, our craft. It's just to kind of give us some kind of, you know, understanding, you know, how people look at it. But just following likes, you know, following all these things where, you know, makes us feel good about our work, it's work. It's wrong. That's what I meant to say. And I think we all fall for this trap most of the time, because if we see image which is getting viral and people giving us some amazing feedback, we feel good about it. And it just kind of is give us a little bit more like this positive energy. And then we just like, okay, you know, I feel like I got this. I know what I'm doing. But as soon as we get some negative feedback, all of a sudden, you know, our mood goes down, you know, we feel bad about ourselves. And then and we just like, okay, you know what, I don't know if I'm in the right place or I'm doing something wrong. So this social media is playing this some kind of like emotional roller coaster for us. So we need to, I would say, personally, trying to step back. Don't get this personally, some of those things, but you know, it's something that you know, we have to be extremely careful, because social media, first of all, is extremely addictive. When we start kind of getting those emotions on the daily basis, and it's kind of, I don't know, I'm not gonna say it's gonna have a negative impact on what we do, but we have to be extremely careful how we approach it, because it could be extremely positive, but it also can be extremely distractful for what we do. So the next thing what I don't like is something that also is extremely, I think, crucial. It's neglecting education for our clients. And I think we talk a lot about, you know, how we can get better lighting, how we can, you know, get better images. But I think a lot of us, we completely forget about educating our clients about what we do. And that's where a lot of problems kind of kicks in, because a lot of clients, they don't understand the process. And I'm not expecting they're going to understand it. But I think we need to somehow expose how much work goes into it, how the process look like, how to kind of, you know, so the clients, they understand what they gonna go through, what they can expect from us, and all this stuff. And I think if you even look at, you know, all this content out there, you know, there's so many things related to the technical stuff about photography and headshot photography, but there is not much knowledge which would help our clients to understand what we do. And then if we have a client who understands the process a little bit better, and they're educated, they understand just the even basics, this completely different perspective on, you know, how they even approach you and how they respect you and how they work with you. So, you know, I wish, and I know, again, I'm not expecting that the clients, they're going to study what we do, because this is not their job, but providing them all those informations which is going to help them understand, you know, what we need from them and how the process look like, it's going to definitely help us both, because it's going to, you know, put the client in the right kind of right mind, and they're going to understand what exactly we're doing. And on the top of it, I also think it's going to help us to basically create better images, because if there is this mutual understanding, you know, of course you're going to get better stuff. That's just the way it is. And the more educated client comes in through your door, it's going to, as I said, benefit everybody involved in the process. So that's something which is extremely important. The next one also is kind of interesting, which I don't like, and you know, but again, is what it is. That's the way this industry works, is overemphasis on perfect smiles. So, you know, there's a lot of clients coming in and they're like, oh, I want to have this beautiful, natural smile. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I like images where people smile. But this is, you know, something that I think, I don't want to say it's overdone. And I know you want to have this kind of like positive impact from your headshot. But this chasing this perfect smiles is just kind of like crazy, in my opinion. And, you know, there's some, depends on the person's personality. So we as a headshot photographer, so we need to figure out, okay, what works best for the client. If there's a little smirk, or there's, you know, like smile, or, you know, they're serious, but they have this positive attitude. So there's a lot of variations we can do to create some very, very interesting and good headshot, and not necessarily you have to have this perfect smile. And I know a lot of headshot photographers are pushing for that, and they're trying to like, hey, you know what, this is what we have to do, and that's their main goal. But also I want to point it out that there's sometimes situations where, you know, I have clients where, you know, like, I know it's going to sound weird, but like, I'm not going to say that the smile doesn't fit them, but it looks weird. And, you know, the headshot with like a little more neutral look, or just a little bit of smile works way better for them. And that's something which I think is extremely interesting, and we have to be very careful and pay attention to this detail. But pushing this like ideal and like big smile on all your clients, I think it's just ridiculous. And I'm not against it. If that's your style, this is what you're going for, it's great. But I think we're pushing this way too much. And as a headshot photographers, I deeply believe that we should try all sorts of different face expressions and see what fits the clients the best. Okay, the next one, I want to talk a little bit about color psychology, because, you know, a lot of those headshots we're creating nowadays, they have this, you know, gray, white, or I don't know, just black backgrounds. They're very kind of plain when it comes to the colors. But I think colors add so much to your images. And I deeply believe and I hope that photographers would take this advantage and try to create with a little bit more powerful colors, because again, it's going to completely change the mood of the image. And I don't know why everyone is like running away from colors and they're scared of colors. But as you probably know, I'm kind of on the opposite side. I'm trying to implement colors because I think they bring so much to the image. They're creating this like specific mood. They're creating this like amazing feel to it. You can really create this very specific atmosphere around the image, which gonna bring the colors, they're gonna just give you something more, just a, you know, beautiful face expression or beautiful lighting. And I know it takes a little bit of experimenting, and you know, you need to understand this a little bit more, but try it. Don't just go with, you know, gray background, black suit, and you know, white or white shirt or blue shirt, whatever. Try to play a little bit more and experiment with colors, because as I said, in my opinion, they bring so much to the image, and I hope that photographers would take advantage of that. They would not be scared to, you know, implement some, you know, tonality or some, you know, colors or things which they could, as I said, bring this image to completely different mood. So yeah, so those are the main things which I don't like. Another thing what I want to point it out, and this is going to be the last one, is inconsistent client experience. Let's unpack this, because I deeply believe that, you know, whenever you have a client, it's experience for you and for your client. And a lot of clients out there, you know, they're coming to us with this very, very negative experience when it comes to shooting headshots, because they've been scared. They, you know, don't know what to expect from, you know, the photographer. They treat this like, you know, they have to do it because the boss told them whatever, and they don't have this right mood. And I hope that the clients would have this amazing, amazing experience every time when they come in for their headshot session. And I've noticed in the last several years that, you know, headshot photography is extremely personal. Everyone who comes in, they have to open themselves up to you, to the photographer. They have to learn how to communicate. They need to kind of create this persona. They have to somehow, you know, kind of like go for this process so we can capture who they are. And for some people, you know, this is something which is amazing experience. For some of them is extremely frightening because they have to just face their own fears and their life challenges. And then, you know, there's so much which goes into this. And I wish photographers could work on this part of experience for our clients, that whenever they leave, they basically have this amazing memory, the amazing experience, and you know, it's something which gonna help them to understand who they are, you know, how they can just be better person. Because hatchet photography, as I said, it's not just capturing someone's face. It's way more to that. And I wish clients and photographers and your subject would kind of like, I would say, explore this a little bit more. And I've been doing this for several years now, when I'm trying to look at all those different aspects and what I can do to make this experience even more powerful for my clients, but also for me, because as I said, every client is different. Every person who comes to you has different personality. They have different life experience. They have, you know, different things going on in their life. And that's something which we need to emphasize, and then we need to find this bond with their subject to kind of create something interesting. Okay, I could go on and on about it. I think you guys now understand all those things which I would love if they could improve a little bit more in our industry. I deeply believe that we need to talk about it, be more open about it, and hopefully at some point some of those things will change. I think even though there's just, you know, several things which I wish they could change, but on the same token, I also believe that, you know, hatchet photography went through massive transition over the last decade, and it's just improving every single year, and it's getting more and more interesting. So if you would like to add anything to this, feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to answer all your questions. I hope that was interesting. Thank you for staying that long. Also, at the very, very end, I want to point it out, in a couple of weeks, I do have a seminar where I will be teaching about implementing AI into hatchet photography. I've been practicing and I've been exploring this whole thing for over the year. And I would like to share those stuff with you, how you can take your images to the next level through AI. It's quite fascinating. It's interesting. I would like to share all the details with you. So the link will be in the description. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer anything on what is on your mind. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.